Satan may buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control. Oh, let it control that Christ hath regarded my help, lest this day and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious Lord. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear them no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. I can't hear you. Oh, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. And Lord, is the day when my feet shall be sigh, the clouds may roll back like a screw, the drum shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. But Lord, 'tis for thee that thy coming we wait. The sky, not the grave, is the goal. Oh, shout out, angel, oh, the voice of the Lord. Blessed Lord, blessed rest, oh, my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Let's try the last verse again. Oh, Lord, 'tis for thee, for thy coming we wait. The sky, not the grave, is the goal. Oh, the shout of the angel, oh, the voice of the Lord. Blessed hope, blessed rest of my soul. It is well with 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 my soul.
My hope is built on nothing less. We ask for our world to pray for us when we finish that song. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground yields sinking sand. The ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In him I am stormy gale, my anchor holds within the on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh, the ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming. When all around thy soul gives way, he then is all my open. Oh, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. The ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, who may I then be found? Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before. Oh yes, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you tonight, Lord, for your grace and your mercies. We want to thank you, Father, for your kindness in leading our footsteps to your house once more. Father, even as we sing these songs, Lord, may you help us, Lord. Father, that we may break away from the burdens of the weak, Lord, and that, Father, we may slowly get into thy presence, O Father. Lord, that we may receive that which you have in store for us. I pray for every brother, every sister that's here tonight. May you bless them, O God. May you speak to them. May you mold them. May you bless them, Father, with thy presence in their souls. Even those, Lord, that had a desire to come but could not make it tonight because of various reasons, we commit them into your hands, Lord. We only ask tonight, Father, that you'd strengthen us and that you help us to sing these songs of Zion, Lord, to lift up thy name high above all the other names, O God. Father, we commit our brother George into your hands, that you continue to use him to lead us in this song worship, O God. Our brother Jesse, Lord, Father, we pray your anointing upon them, Lord, that, Father, they would lead us, Father, in this march against the demons of this present world that would try to hold us back, and that, Father, every other brother and sister in their supporting positions, help us, Lord, that we may work with one accord tonight as we commit the minister into your hands. We pray, Father, you anoint him mightily and that you use him to speak to your people. Father, we commit this service into your hands. May it be to the glory and honor of your name as we ask this blessing in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Spirit deep is deep within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the seas heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me. Now save me. Oh yes, love. Oh, love lifted me. Love. Oh, love lifted me. With nothing else to do. Love lifted me. Love. Oh, love lifted me. Love, oh love, it lifted me with nothing else. Oh love, lifted me. Oh, my heart to him I give. Ever his praise, I'll cling to him in his blessed presence left. Heaven is praises sing. Love so mighty and so, so true merits my soul. Faithful loving service to him. Love lifted me, love. Oh, love lifted me. Oh, yes. When nothing else could help. Love lifted. It lifted me, love. Oh, love lifted me, love. Oh, love lifted me. Nothing else could help. Love. Souls in danger, souls in danger. Look above. Jesus completely. He saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the seas. Billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be. Oh, love lifted me, love. Love lifted me, love. Oh, it lifted me with nothing else. Love lifted. Love lifted me, oh love. Love lifted me with nothing else could help. Love lifted me.
Amen. I believe a good report.
I believe a good report. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have crossed the river. Oh, glory be to God. I am Lord Jesus' son. On the altar sanctified, to the world of sin I've died. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He passed the river veil where his glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I am priest and king. Hallelujah to the Lamb. By the cleansing of the blood. Oh, glory be to God. By the Spirit, power and light. I am living day and night. The holiest place so bright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am across the river field where his glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I have passed the outer veil. Hallelujah to the Lamb, which did once God-like conceive. Oh, glory be to God, but the blood has brought me in to God's holiest place so clean. Dead to self and sin. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 I have crossed the river trail where his glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I'm in the holiest place. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the inner veil. Oh, glory be to God. I am sanctified to God by the power of the blood. The Lord is my abode. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have passed the river veil where his glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. Daily let me grow. Higher in the school of wisdom, of priesthood. Oh, deeper, oh, deeper, God. Higher, my Lord, and higher. Oh, wiser and wiser, blessed Lord. Oh, yes, in thy precious holy word. Blessed Holy Spirit, take me, Lord, deeper, Lord, oh yes. Till my life is wholly lost in Jesus and his perfect will. Oh, deeper, oh, deeper in time. Higher and higher and higher every day. And wiser, blessed Father Lord, in thy precious holy word. Deeper, though it cost our trials, deeper let me, Father, go. Rooted in the blessed love. love of Jesus and his deeper, oh, deeper in us. Higher and higher, Lord, in power. Every day, in wise blessing. Blessed Father, Lord, in thy precious holy word. Oh, yes, deeper, higher, every day in Jesus. Till all conflict in me is past. Fight, conquer, and he's only, oh yes, perfected. And, oh, deeper, oh, deeper in God. Higher and higher, Father, in God. Yeah, every day. Wise blessing, blessed Lord Jesus, in thy precious holy way. In this the closing day of, in this the closing day of time was, oh, the glorious, oh, powerful. So no wondrous truths are, wondrous truths are blind. He shall reign, King of kings and Lord of lords. He's coming so, he's coming so, he's coming. Oh, I'm joy. We welcome his return. Eat me, me, what is me? I don't know. I know it's coming soon. The signs around in earth and around in earth and air, all painted on the starlit, painted in the starlit sky. God's faithful witnesses did. We are declaring, we are declaring that the coming of our Savior draweth nigh. He's coming. Soon is coming, very soon we join. His return, it may be morning. And I don't know, I know it's coming. Dead in Christ who needs us, oh, the dead who needs us lying, countless numbers they shall rise when through the portals of death, through the portals of the sky, it shall come to prepare our paradise. He's come, he's come, he's come, he's come, very soon, we join, we welcome his return. It may be more. I don't know, oh, I know it's coming. we loving every man. Kota Shambira faithful. We shall meet him in the sky. Hope we cherish not in. We cherish you not in vain. But we come one another by it. Oh, it's coming, it's coming soon, it's coming soon with joy. Coming soon. Where he will lead, I will go. Oh, I have learned to trust him so, and I remain. Was for me that he was slain on Calvary. Oh, he lived, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. Is the truth offering to me, for I remember Calvary. Oh yes, onward I go, no doubt. Oh yes, to be led by his dear hand, oh, his divine will. Sweet to me, hallowed by blood-stained Calvary. Oh, he lived, Jesus shall live night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. To me, oh, I remember Calvary. Onward I go, onward I go. No doubt, no fear. Happy with Christ, my Savior near. Trusting that I sound. Hey, I'll see Jesus, my friend, on Calvary. Oh, he lead, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. Suffering to me, oh, I remember Calvary. Jesus shall lead me, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. To me, for I remember Calvary.
When our Lord shall come again, they shall be singing, they'll be crying, they'll be pain. When upon
clouds of heaven, Christ shall come to earth again. Will the world be glad to see when our Lord shall come? They'll be singing, they'll be singing, they'll be shouting, they'll be sorrow, they'll be pain, they'll be weeping, they'll be praying when our Lord shall come again. Will His coming bring rejoicing? Oh, will He bring? Are you ready? Are you ready to receive Him when our Lord shall come? They'll be singing, they'll be singing, they'll be shouting, they'll be sorrow, they'll be pain, they'll be weeping, they'll be praying when our Lord shall come again. Will you join in lamentation? Oh, the angels glad refrain. Will you help His people cry? I'll crown you, Lord. When I look, they'll be singing, they'll be singing, they'll be shouting, they'll be singing. Come again. They'll be singing, they'll be singing, shouting, they'll be sorrow, they'll be praying, they'll be weeping, they'll be praying when our Lord shall come again.
Songs like this, oh, with our mind focused on His coming. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is what a true believer always looking on, looking onto the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
And when He comes, amen. Oh, some will be rejoicing.
Amen.
And truly some will be weeping. When they have found out, oh, that short period,
amen.
That click had gone. Amen.
Amen.
But we thank the Lord. We are rejoicing till the day that He will come. That's where we are. Praise the Lord. You are welcome to the house of the Lord this evening. Thank you, Lord. God richly bless you. Almost the people here all have been to, most of you have been to work. You have not yet gone home. And you are here. Amen. God richly bless you. Amen. I could see Brother George with in his working gear and coming to change here. Brethren with their working attire here. My daughter changed herself in the car. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know our brother behind also from work. God richly bless you all. Amen. It shows truly what is inside here. And we thank the Lord that he is giving us this opportunity to be in his house this evening. Let's have a word of prayer. Yes, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. One thing we know, where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in their midst, Lord. So tonight, Lord, we know you are in the midst of your people this evening, O God. And Lord, no matter the number, Lord Jesus, oh, you always speak what you want to speak, O God. So Lord, we thank you that you have given us this quickening power, Lord, to be in your house, Lord. So Father, as we have come, we know that there is something for us. So Lord Jesus, we pray that, O God, our hearts will be prepared, Lord, tonight, and our ears to hear your word, O God. Lord Jesus, we commit our brethren that are not here into your hands. We know that, Lord, they would have liked to come, but for one reason or the other, Lord, they couldn't make it. But Lord Jesus, we know, oh, everyone's where they are, Lord. Father, reach them individually. Bless them this evening also. Even as we remember our pastor also, Lord, bless him and his family, Lord Jesus. And Lord, as we have come turning to your word now, we pray the Lord, your word will be that spiritual bread for us tonight. The Lord, even it will help us to take another step closer to the kingdom of God. So Lord, bless your word now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, let's turn to Exodus 4. I'm reading the scriptures that the prophet read when he was preaching the message. The sign of God overlooked. Amen. So, he read the two scriptures, so we shall read the same two scriptures this evening. That's Exodus 4:1, as the true sign overlooked. Exodus 4:1-9, and then Ezekiel 24:24. Let's hear the word of God. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, the Lord had not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord God of their father, of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, had appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry ground, thy dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. Amen. Ezekiel 24:24. Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign, according to all that he hath done, shall ye do. And when this cometh, ye shall know that I am the Lord God. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Lord, here we are, we have no understanding of these things, Lord. It takes the Holy Spirit to guide, and we thank you, the Lord Jesus. You brought your prophet, Lord, to this end time, of God, so that, Lord, we will understand all these things, O God. Father, tonight, Lord Jesus, we are depending upon the Holy Spirit now, O Lord, to lead us, O God, as we go through this subject, Lord. We pray that you bless it and let your hands be upon it, O God. What your prophet had preached, Lord, that's what, Lord Jesus, we know is you have rendered to us on this end time, O God. So bless us this evening by your word. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? The true sign overlooked. Now, I just want to read something from Recognizing Your Day and His Message, just two lines, where the prophet said, I want you to realize and recognize the time that we are living in. We are just about to run out, as you see. Amen. And then, by this, you should know the very hour and time and sign and message that you have received. Amen. So you, if you remember one of our morning devotions, I was going through the day that we are living in. Amen. As the hour of the day, and then the time of the day, and then the sign of the day that we are living in. Praise God. So we could see that the hour that we are living in is all about what? It's all about the church condition. The hour that we are living in is the church condition at this time, which we all know that gross darkness is upon the churches. Amen. Amen. That same darkness that was upon the Jews, that made them to reject Jesus Christ, that same darkness is upon the church for them also to reject Christ in this our time. That's the hour that we are living in. Laodicean age, where they have what? Kicked away the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And so that's the hour that we are living in. And then when we look at the time also, as the prophet said, he quoted Zechariah 14:6-7, that he said, it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. Amen. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see that the time we are living in is neither day nor night. Praise God. It's a gloomy atmosphere. That's what the prophet said. And he said, the prophet gave him a message, the time that we are living in. He gave a story of, and Jesus Christ gave about the harvest. When workers were called in, some went early in the morning, but they accepted to receive what? A prize.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. And then in the noontime, another group went in. They were given the same prize. Mm-hmm. Amen. So the prophet said, now Jesus taught it. He said there were some people went into the harvest. They were hired. And when they did, of early morning, they received a time, a penny for the day. And then at noontime, some else came in and went to work. And then at the 11th hour, praise the Lord, last time we saw it here. At the 11th hour, that's the last hour of the day, someone came in and received the same kind of pay as they did in the first hour of the day. Praise the Lord. And it's so perfectly how the first hour messenger with the word and with the gospel, see, and with the truth, they came in the day of Pentecost. He's given another type. Praise the Lord. The workers on the field, some went in the morning, some went in the afternoon, some went in the evening time. But yet all of them received the same reward. Amen. And then he gave another type where the first messengers of the gospel, of the word, he said they came with the truth on the day of Pentecost. And then there was the dark age. And then in the middle, the day of Luther and Wesley, they came in. Then there is going to be an evening time message. Amen. To receive the same thing that they did at the beginning. See, so the time that we are living in, the evening time of the day that we are living in. And then the sign, which I want us to look at it this evening. The sign is nothing but what? Noah's day. Amen. The sign of the day is Noah's day, Lord's day. That's the sign. See, he said the reason people in Noah's day did not enter into the ark was because they never recognized the message nor the messenger. That's the only reason they perished. It's because they didn't recognize the hour that they were living in. See, they didn't recognize that God would deal with sin as he promised he would. And he had promised it, he meant it. And he means it today also. The same as he did, he is going to do it. Amen. But the people, instead of believing Noah's message, they considered him as a wild man. They didn't believe him to be a prophet. See, look what he said in the day that will take place. He said, listen to it close. The prophet said, listen to it close. He said, the sign of Sodom will take place in the day. Amen. So watch closely. The prophet specifically drew our attention to this. He said, listen to it real close. The sign of Sodom will take place in the day. And we know what is going to happen in Dublin one of these days, this very month. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. See, the prophet is speaking about it here. Amen. Sodom condition is a sign of the time, the day that we are living in. Mm. Amen. And so now, let's look at the sign. Brother, the prophet preached this message. The true sign overlooked. Amen. And let's look at the word overlooked. The word overlooked, many times we also overlook it. by not actually knowing, to understand it, how, what actually it means. Amen. You see, someone can be ignorant. Ignorance is different from to overlook. Maybe there is something that needs to be done. There is something that needs to be done. Somebody who is ignorant, of course, will never do it because he's ignorant about it. Amen. And then there is the other one who overlooks that thing that needs to be done. That person, he has seen it. That person has seen it. He has heard it. And he knows how to do it. Praise the Lord. That is overlooking. When that thing is not done, that's overlooking. The person who overlooks something, he has heard it. He knows it. And he knows how to do it. But he simply didn't do it. He ignored it. That's overlooking. Yeah. Amen. It's not a question of you never knew. You knew it. Overlooking something, you knew it. You knew that this thing needs to be fixed here. Then you overlooked it. Praise the Lord. It's a serious something, my brother, my sister. Yeah. Amen. And so looking at the signs or signals, either is given for instruction, or is given for direction, or is given for information. But most of the time, it is a warning. Amen. Sign can be given as a direction, as information, as an instruction, but most of the time, is given for a warning, a sign. Amen. So we have many types of signs. We have even man. Man has his own signs and signals. Praise the Lord. Man gives a sign. Maybe, my brother, you are on a highway. You are doing a very smooth highway. You are doing 150 kilometers an hour. Amen. Then all of a sudden, overhead, you see, reduce speed. Come down to 50. Praise the Lord. Or there is a steep hill. So change to the bottom gear. You are doing 150. If you ignore that sign, praise the Lord, and you continue on with your 150, my brother, my sister, you know definitely what is going to happen. You know it. You have what? Overlooked. Praise the Lord. You saw it. Reduce speed. Come down to first gear. You saw it. Praise the Lord. But you overlooked it and continued with your 150. And definitely you can never negotiate that steep slope. So what next? That's death. And so you could see that even man gives his fellow man a sign. And if you don't follow it, there surely come to be what? Death. Amen. And then we have another sign, which is natural signs. And those ones also we see in the skies. The natural sign. Praise the Lord. When you hear the cock crows, coo-coo-coo-coo, in early in the morning, is what is a sign, a natural sign that a day is about to break. Amen. That the sun is in the horizon. And so, if you are someone that has an appointment in that day, the day, praise God, you have an appointment. My brother, my sister, that's not the time for you to draw your duvet and cover your head and continue another phase of your sleeping. Praise the Lord. Because there is something for you to do. You will surely, as you hear the cock crew, you will do what? You will either get up from your bed, or you'll be watching the time now, so that you don't get to sleep. You have an appointment. So you get yourself ready. You will never go back to sleep again. If you go back to sleep, and sleep takes you over, you overlooked it. It's got a sign, a natural sign, and you overlooked it. Amen. The same thing also when you look into the skies. Oh, you could see lightning, you see thundering. You see cold wind, strong one blowing. Praise the Lord. It's indication that a storm is imminent or a heavy rain is coming. So my brother, at that moment, if you have no shelter, if you don't have any shelter, you got to run and find a place where you could what? You could stay as for a shelter. Amen. You run seeking for shelter. Because there are signs indicating, showing that there is a storm, an oncoming storm. And meanwhile, if you are already under a place where there is a shelter, my brother, my sister, you will never come out from that place. You will stay in there. Amen. It is foolishness for you. See that all every sign, it's imminent that there is coming a storm. Then you have a place where it's well sheltered. Then you come out into the world, into the open. I think you are applying all these things spiritually. Amen. See? We are under a shelter right now. Amen. And we can see all the signs that are going on. And so for you to go out from this shelter that you are in under now. See, my brother, it shows that you have overlooked those signs. That's why I'm explaining that overlooking is something that you have seen, you have heard, and you know it. And then you ignore it. That's overlooking. Amen. That's the meaning of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, we have now spiritual sign. Amen. We have a spiritual sign also. And the spiritual sign, they come in many ways. But they all point to one thing. And it has one purpose for it. Amen. There are many spiritual signs, but they are all pointing to one thing. And it has only one purpose. Amen. Every spiritual sign points to one man, points to our Lord Jesus Christ. And the purpose for it, when it's given as a warning, the purpose for it is for salvation. Amen. So it points to only one person. Spiritual sign, different ones, it points to one person, and it carries one purpose, the redemption of man. Amen. So, the prophet said, you see in the Bible some signs are given to draw attention to the presence of what? God. See? Some signs are given to what? To draw attention of the presence of God. Praise the Lord. And those kind of signs can be what? Miracles. So you could see that even the ministry of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. It started with those kind of what? Miracles. To draw the attention of the people that something is what? Is happening. Something has come in the midst of the people. Just the same as Our prophet William Branham did the same thing. Amen. So, one time, the prophet said one time, when the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Jesus Christ and wanted to for a sign, Jesus told them that, look, you people can read the skies and know that it's going to be a foul day today or it's going to be a good day. But you don't see the sign of the time that you are living in. Amen. So, let me read something from here on Ezekiel. What we read, Ezekiel 24. It said, but this scripture that lays before us in Ezekiel 24 chapter and the 24 verse, this prophet was a sign. And so, prophets also can be a sign unto the people. So he said, thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign, according to all that he hath done, shall ye do. And when this cometh, ye shall know that I am the Lord God. And so God makes his own prophets also as a sign unto the people. So this man was made a sign to Israel. And all down through the scriptures, God has used his prophets for a sign. And they have always been overlooked. They never seem to catch that sign. See, they are always looking at a sign of emotions. That's what we were just saying. Look at Jesus Christ standing in the midst of people. A true sign. The Messiah. Everything about him that they have heard, they have read, was being fulfilled right in their presence. They could see it. And then yet, they refused to accept it. Said, all these miracles and all what you have been doing, they are all by the powers of what? Beelzebul. Praise the Lord. The prince of the air. And so the prophet said, even the Pharisees of the days of Jesus said, show us a sign from heaven. You see, the very thing that we were talking about here. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said unto them, Jesus answered unto them, when it is evening time, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather. Today, for the sky is red and lowering. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot discern the signs of the times. Praise the Lord. See, that if they would have looked at the sign, they would have looked at him and knew that he was God's sign to them. Because their prophecies concerning him was being fulfilled before their eyes. But they still looked for a sign. How strange it is that men will do that. That will look for a sign when the sign is right with them. Right among them. See? Now Israel had got into that condition. And today, the same thing is happening, my brother. See, sometimes the torture that a sign has to go through is amazing. So sometimes the sign of God has to go through torture. See, the torture that Jesus went through to prove the sign of God that he was a Messiah. So sometimes God's sign can go through what? Torture. It's amazing, my brother, my sister. Praise God. And it takes what? The Spirit of God to be able to discern why such a person had to go through these things. Amen. That was one thing the disciples, it baffled them. They knew how powerful that their master was. Then he gave himself up to be treated this way. You see, they couldn't believe it. But that torture, that sign had to go through that torture. Amen. And it was for a purpose. Praise God. So the prophet said, we find out here this young prophet by the name Ezekiel constantly became a sign at all time. Truly, Ezekiel went through hard. Praise the Lord. My. How he tortured himself. One place here we find where he laid on his left side for 390 days. Oh my. God told him to lie on his left side for 390 days. Oh, praise God. If you want to read that, Ezekiel 4:4-6, give it to us. Oh my. Lie down also upon thy left side and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it, according to the number of days that thou shalt lie upon it, thou shalt bear their iniquity. For I have laid upon thee the years of their iniquity according to the number of the days, 390 days, so shalt thou bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. And when thou hast accomplished them, lie again, oh my, lie again on the right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah for 40 days. I've appointed thee each day for a year. Amen. For Israel, 390 days, their iniquity. And then for the house of Judah, 40 days. In all, 430. So these days is going to be one day, is going to be 1 year of captivity for you people. That was a sign. Amen. You know Ezekiel as a prophet that God speaks to him. God speaks through him to you people, and whatever he says comes true. Then you see your prophet lying on one side. Even the prophet said, God asked him to mix what? Beans and let me read that side. Oh my. So God told him to get some beans and some pottage, put it all together and cook it up and lay it down his side. And go lay on a tile and lay on his left side alone, not turn over for 390 days. My. Think of it, the prophet said, think of it. Turn over on the right side, and that space also 40 days. Amen. You know, Ezekiel, your prophet, you know that God speaks through him. Then one day, you see your prophet in public lying on his side. Something should tell you that what is happening. First day, second day, third day. 10 days gone, 20 days, 30 days, 40 days. Hey, 100 days, he's still there. No, my brethren, let us go and seek God. Let's go and find out why should it be so. We know he's a man of God. But what is happening? But rather, you know what happened? They were making fun. They were making fun of him. That should be a sign to tell you that something is fixing to happen. Praise the Lord. Now, we just read where the prophet said, the sign of this our time. He said, listen close, the sign of Sodom. And we know what is going to happen here on the 29th. Let us not overlook things, my brother, my sister. Because everything is coming to pass. Every word of God is coming to pass. Everything the prophet has spoken is coming to pass. When he preached that message, two signs overlooked, I think 1961. I'm not very sure. Praise the Lord. He spoke it. Then look at it closely. Now it's happening. Sodom. When you see that sign. Amen. And the people you see your prophet laying on his side. 100 days had gone. 200 days. 300 days. You not go and seek the face of God at what is happening. And when he turned on the right, 40 days again. So your iniquity, every day is going to be 1 year. You'll be in captivity. That was a sign. Amen. My brother, let us not overlook things. Everything that is going around us is a sign. Amen. Now, let's go on here. He said, because you are bearing the iniquity of the people, each day I count a year for them. Being that every day he lay there, that meant a year they will be in captivity. And that their iniquity will be remembered to God, and God will not hear their prayers no more. Amen. See? They should have what? Seek the face of the Lord. Lord, we can see that something is fixing to happen. Why is it so? If it's because of us, then Lord, forgive us. We want our prophet to come up, to get out from that place. But no, they rather made fun of him. See, but the torture that man had to go through, why would that be necessary? Amen. Why would that be necessary? Many have wondered why would such a thing be necessary for men to do? It's because that the people want to read the word. Now listen here. The people will not read the word. And they won't pray. Praise the Lord. They are overlooking things. My brother, because if you are a son of God. Amen. My brother, when this statement had been said here before. My brother, when naturally you don't feel like eating. Naturally you don't feel like eating. You don't have appetite. It goes to show that something is wrong with your body. Amen. Something is wrong with your body. You are sick. That's why you cannot eat. Amen. And so also, if you don't feel like reading the word of God, if you don't feel like praying, that means your soul is sick. Amen. That's all about it. If you don't have the desire, the passion to know more of God, the fervency to please God, Amen. Then it shows that there is sickness in the soul. The soul is sick. Because the natural type is the spiritual. If you can't eat, don't have appetite, there's something wrong with the body. You are sick. So if you don't have the same desire also, because that's the food for the soul, then something is wrong, my brother, my sister. Amen. So the people overlooked things. They will not read the word. They will not pray. See, they were overlooking things. Brother, let's watch. Overlooking. You know what you need to do. But you do it, that's overlooking. And it's a serious something. So God is sovereign, and he sent his prophet to be a sign. See? He said, the people won't read. They don't care to read. They won't pray. Because they've got other things to do. They can't take time to pray. The Bible is boredom to them. They haven't got enough action. Oh, the Bible hasn't got enough action for those modern days and any day. Amen. There are no actions here. Praise the Lord. But the actions that are here. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See. You know, I believe it was Paul that said, ye are epistles of God, read of all men. So God uses people for a sign to show his sign. Amen. And so Ezekiel lying there was an epistle. Praise the Lord. An epistle they should have read. Oh my. So we are knowing why God had to do something like that. See, you are an epistle of God, read of all men. God uses people for a sign to show his sign. And many times that sign, and every time mostly, unless it is with the elected people. Oh, praise the Lord. The elected people, yes. Amen. I said, unless it's with the elected people, that sign is overlooked. It's criticized. It's made fun of. Cast out. Amen. Even in the Old Testament, in the days of the prophets, they were considered mental and disturbed people. See, that's how they considered them. The hour that we are living in, my brothers, it's the sign of our day. It's Noah's day. Amen. The sign. Sodom. Praise the Lord. And we all know what was happening in the days of Noah. When? Oh my. When the people saw the animals, Noah never went to the bush to go and drive them to come and enter into the ark. But the people could see animals going into the ark, into safety. Amen. And they were watching. See? My brother, you could see it. It had become what? Something like a very good occasion. Because there are so many animals they've never even seen before. So you could see a lot of them will come and sit down near the ark and be watching. Ah, look at that. Look at that one. My, what animal is that? And the animals were entering into what? Into the ark. A sign!
Amen.
Amen. Mm. But they overlooked it. How possible that the animals are entering into Noah's ark? Yes. The very ark when he was building, we have been making fun of him. Now look at what is happening. No, my brother, I believe something is fixing to happen. Amen. My brethren, let us not overlook the sign of our time. Amen. Amen. Because everything is pointing to where we are now. Amen. The days that we are living in. The sign of the day. Amen. The hour of the day. The time of the days that we are living in. My brother, let's watch them. Amen. Let's watch them. Ready? Let's look at it again. Those scriptures, my brother. The sign of the day that we are living in, Luke 17, 26 to 30, that's Noah's day. Let's watch it closely, my brother. It is the time that the hour that we are living in, my brother, it's neither day nor.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. The hour that we are living in is a. Revelation 3, 15 to 17. See. As the condition of the church, neither hot nor cold, lukewarm. And the time is Zechariah 14, 6 to 7. At the evening time, there will be light. And truly in this evening time, that's the light that we have received. So my brother, we will continue with our studies on this. The sign, the true sign overlooked. Amen. Will the song leader and the musicians come? Let us put it here because
Amen.
I know most of you need to really. God richly bless you for coming. So, brethren, that's the time that we are living in. That's the hour that we are living in. That's the sign that we are seeing today. That my brother, let us what? Run to safety.
Amen.
Amen. And already, if you are in that place, what is the need for you to go out? You see that the storm is coming. Amen. Then you leave a place of safety to go out. There is something wrong. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stay at a place of safety and continue. To look up. Amen.
Glory.
To look up. Because our redemption is nigh. God richly bless you. Shall we stand as a musician? Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The signs that the prophet foretold. Gentile days number. Horrors encumber. Eternity soon will unfold. Hallelujah. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trim and clear. Look up, your redemption is near.
growing, Jerusalem restoring, a national life long dethroned. Today she is calling, the latter rains are falling, return, O disperse to your home. Hallelujah! The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. Its powers are shaking, and many are mistaken. God's beginning to be of this kind. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is here. Oh, hallelujah. The day of redemption is here. Hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is. False prophets are lying. God's truth they're denying. That Jesus the Christ is our call. This generation spans God's revelation. We'll walk with apostles. Oh, hallelujah! The day of redemption is here. The hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the spiritual lamps and your redemption, the day of redemption, the day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing, they're filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is. The day of redemption, the day of redemption is here. The gods are failing. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps sweet and clear. Look up, your redemption is here.
My brother, my sister, yes, many things are going around us, many things, and they are all signs, they are all pointing how close is coming. My brother, my sister, tonight the Holy Spirit has admonished us, when we see those things, let us not overlook them. Let us not overlook them. Whatever we need to do, let us be up and doing and do those things, getting ourselves ready. Let us not overlook anything. Even it looks so insignificant. My brother, my sister, it's part of the sign. It's part of the sign. No sign is bigger and no sign is smaller. Every sign is a sign. So tonight, we want to thank the Holy Spirit for admonishing us, bringing us to that remembrance, how we got to be vigilant, how we make sure that we do not overlook things. But when we see them quickly, just like that lamb, little lamb, let us jump to safety Because the enemy is all everywhere. How he can have his own way. But one thing, we, the elect, as the prophet said, what we read here, he said only the elect will not be deceived. But my brother, let's not take it as a something that it will come by, automatically will come. It is something we got to fight for. It's something we got to open our eyes and see them. So tonight, why don't you thank the Holy Spirit? Yes, Lord, I thank you that you have given me this remembrance. That, Lord, you have, through your mercy and grace, had admonished me. Help me, Lord, that my eyes will always see any this minutest sign of your coming, the sign of the day that we are living in. That all that I need to do, oh God, I'll get myself quickly doing them. Let us pray. Pray. Yes, Lord Jesus.
To walk in the strength of the Lord. Lord, we say, they have voice upon the Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, we give us power on a daily basis. Father, we renew and empower us with your God. Father, we renew our energy with your God. Jesus is looking out to thee, most noble and most gracious Savior. Father, you have walked this walk before us, O God, and you have, Father, desire, O God, that we all say, Father, live our lives, Lord, Savior, in the light of thy coming, O God. Lord, we are glad and we are grateful that we receive our portion for this day. Bless the vessel now as you use. Father, you know that, Lord, Father, this word to be ministered tonight. It's not just, Lord, our brother standing here, but Lord, Father, you came with much preparation from church. Restore virtue, restore strength, O God, most of all. Father, you said in your word would not return to you void. But Lord, it would return having accomplished the very essence, Lord, Savior, of it, Lord, Savior, purpose. Father, give us your grace, give us constantly your presence, O God. Father, Lord, in these closing days of time and dark days, O God, when you said it shall be light in the evening time, O God. Father, we see, Lord, Savior, Father, O God, Lord, the light, Lord, Savior, is returning back to the east. The sun is about to rise in the east, O God. Lord, and Lord, Father, though the people be in gross darkness, but Lord, our light is shining, O God. Lord, and we are grateful, Father, Lord, that you have given unto us a prophet and a message in this day, and we recognize, O God, what you have given unto us, Lord, the sign for this day. Help us, guide us, keep us, O God. Lord, just direct us that we'll be an influence, not only to our families and brethren in our midst, but we'd be an influence wherever we are. Lord, Father, that light would reflect through us, O God, that we project Christ, Father, to them in darkness, O God. Give us mercy, give us grace, as we part with us, give us genuine mercies, O God. Undertake in any circumstances, in any situations, any needs amidst your people, you provide, Lord, Father, as Lord, Savior, would be. We ask in your grace, we ask in your mercy. Father, you lead us, you guide us, deliver us from the upon this time. Bless you.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we bless you, we give all the glory to you. Lord, we know how your eyes upon your people, how you love your children, O God. The Lord, you never want anyone to perish, O God. So Lord, we thank you that you will give us a prophet. The Lord has bring your word so open to us, Lord. Father, we thank you that when we hear these things, Lord, we will truly look up, O God, get ourselves ready and get ourselves prepared, O Lord, that we will be vigilant, that Lord Jesus, we will not be taken on our ways, Lord. So Father, we thank you for the exhortation you have given to us, that we watch things and we shouldn't overlook things, Lord. Father, open our eyes, Lord, that we, when we see, Lord, we can perceive, O God. When we hear, Lord, we will understand, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord, committing the rest of the week into your hands. We are coming back again on Friday, Lord. We commit the meeting into your hands. Oh, your servant you use, Father, we pray that it will be a continuous, Lord, inspiration, O God, from your word, O Lord Jesus. Father, we commit once again our pastor into your hands, the Lord. You bless him, Lord Jesus. Always, Lord, refresh him, O God, when he stands here, O Lord Jesus, to bring your word, O God, to your people, Lord. Father, that's what we are seeking from you, because he is the one leading the church, O God, and we know that all the works of the enemy will be targeting him, O God. So, Lord, we pray that your pillar of fire, O Lord, will always surround him and keep him, O God, from the hands of the enemy, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that, Lord, in this church, O God, we will not compromise with anything to allow, the infiltration of any works of the enemy, O God. Father, keep us, Lord, to be watchmen in every aspect, O God, as we, Lord, we journey along, O God. Father, once again, we say thank you. We bless you for this evening. Our brethren who were not here, bless them likewise, O God. We thank you once again, Lord, even as our going back, O God, bless us, O Lord Jesus, and keep us safe on the road. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. God bless you.
Such love, such wonder,
gross love,
such love, such,
such love,
such wonder,
gross love,
that God should love as in us,
such as I.
Such a lie should yield to change my sorrow into bliss. Glory still him that planned to bring me nigh. How wonderful is love like this. Oh, such love, such love, such wonder, oh, such love, such wonder, oh, that God should love the sinner, such as I. How wonderful is love like that Christ should join so freely in the skin. Although it meant his death on Calvary, he never used but tongue find no blood in that love that find that ransom. Such love, such love, such wonder. Oh, such love, such love.